You're listening to the Business Artist Podcast. My name is Jan Melhoz. Today, our guest is Amar Ahmad. Amar is the host of the Denmark Real Podcast. He's based in Denmark, obviously. He's inviting guests to connect human species with each other. He wants to go deep in finding the why for himself, for the guests, even for us as a species. And I watched a couple of his episodes, and he has guests from very different backgrounds, but all of them, they have reached something outstanding. They're inspiring, and they can help, I think, to think deep, to develop and to grow. And I'm really happy to have Amar here today. Amar, how are you doing?
Thank you. I'm fine. I'm great, actually. Thank you.
Perfect. So you started the Denmark Real Podcast quite recently, but it's already has a lot of episodes out. You putting a lot of effort behind it. As we can see, it looks extremely professional, and I think it has grown in a very short time, very quickly. Why do we have so much drive?
Thank you for this presentation. I have this drive because I want to make massive action. I love doing something. When I think something, I have to do it right away. If I wait for it in a couple of days, I'm not going to do it. I have this rule. If I decide, I have to decide within 60 seconds.
So why? 60... How did you find this rule?
Actually, from the mentor of Napoleon Hill, mm-hmm. Carnegie, I think his name.
Yes,
and he gave him this option, 60 seconds. He has to choose. And I loved that because unconsciously I was doing that. I choose something and I just go do it. Mm-hmm. And either it works or not. And usually it works. And I love that. So I chose to.
That's how you can put up this beat.
Yeah, because I'm there, fully there. I'm trying to be aware of everything around me and myself. Mm-hmm. And try to notice how can I improve myself and how can I add as much value as I can. And I'm doing that actually in different pages also.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Napoleon Hill, Dale Carnegie. When did you read those books and books like this?
Actually, 5 years ago. So not that long. Mm-hmm. When I was trying to find why am I miserable? Why am I lost?
Why have you been? How have you been? What happened in this time in your life?
I lost my girlfriend. I for a long time we were together, and I went into a dark place. I didn't know what to do with my life. I was studying barbering actually, mm-hmm. but I wasn't happy. I wasn't using too much effort on taking the train for 5 hours a day, and it didn't give meaning anymore. Mm-hmm. I was doing it just to say I'm doing something. Mm-hmm. And too much alcohol and too much other stuff, life became miserable. And I dig deeper into finding why am I not happy. And I found Earl Nightingale.
How did you find it?
Actually on YouTube. Mm-hmm. On YouTube, I was searching for something motivational. I found E.T., Eric Thomas, first, mm-hmm. and he motivated me just for a bit. And I had to find someone that are more intellectual, more deep. And yes. Earl Nightingale, he was great. A friend in my ears, and he was there, and he is still here, actually, in my ears. Mm-hmm. He died in the 80s, but he's still here.
And what did you, when you read it, or when you listened to him, to his videos, what did you think you have to do? What was your next move?
The first step was we become what we think about. Mm-hmm. And I had to figure out what does that mean? What is he meaning by that? We become what we think about. And now I understand it. We right now become something in the future, a product of what we think right now. So we can think something and we become that in the future. Mm-hmm. And when I figured that out, I just went and change my mindset, try to direct and shift my consciousness in the direction that I want to. Just steer it like a vehicle, and it was amazing.
So what did you think then? Did you think I will do a podcast or?
No, actually. I dropped out of barbering. Mm-hmm. And he put that idea in my head that you can become whatever you want and whoever you want. You can become anything you want if you just decide and go work for it. So he have this the strangest secret. It's called with a 30 days test. We could work on, and we should write the idea first down and imagine it and always talk positively about it. And there is this test. And if you fail it, you should just start from a new 30 days. And every time you fail, start from new. So it creates a habit of persistence, and it creates a habit of positive thinking, of being focused. And that was something that was just training me every day. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea of his audio files was to, so we could come up with ideas. So when you listen to it, your mind will pop up ideas. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to write them down, because one idea will make you rich, he says. One idea will work for you and will give you happiness or whatever you seek. Mm-hmm. So by having him in my ears all day long, every day, I changed the program in my mind. I changed these voices, this doubt, and my beliefs. And I begin to change my attitude, because the magic word was attitude.
Yeah.
When we could change our attitude, we begin to see and reflect other stuff for us. We become the actor instead of the reactor. Mm-hmm. And we begin to radiate whatever we want to get back and get reflected at us. So I started by acting and creating and adding value. And I saw that around me. My environment changed. And he actually also said that by changing what you know about the world, man changes the world in which he lives. So we have to change what we know in our minds, and we begin to see a different world. Everything totally. Around us change. And
yes, I agree.
This is because you will begin to notice more. And it was a reprogramming of my mind.
So how did it look, the new Amar, after the reprogramming? From what was the outside world seeing?
I was more focused. I was more persistent. I knew where I'm going. So I dropped out. I started heading toward medicine. I wanted to study medicine. Mm-hmm. So I draw the road from A to B, and I knew, okay, how much time it cost me of my life. Because he said, if you want a yard, you have to know how many years are you going to pay for this. Mm-hmm. You have to imagine and calculate. Every time you want an idea or want a thing, you have to know what will this cost you. Because usually people, they want a lot of stuff, but they don't know how much effort they should put into it. Mm-hmm. So I created my road, I created my vision, and started working toward that.
And so did you study medicine then?
I stopped actually just before. It didn't give any sense to me to study medicine, but the idea was that if I wanted from A to B, and the goal is B, the goal will take me from A toward B. If I mm-hmm. change B, it doesn't matter. If I change the goal, it doesn't matter, because I still moved, I still developed, and that was the profound thing that I found. The goal doesn't matter what it is. It is about the process. It's the process that made me. So when I changed the goal, it didn't matter, because the goal wasn't my purpose, and wasn't the important thing. No, it was the process.
So to what did you change B?
Sorry?
So when you changed B from medicine to something else, what was the new B then?
I changed it to, let me remember actually. I dropped out a couple of times actually, because I wanted to study pharmacy. Mm-hmm. And I changed it from pharmacy to medicine. I couldn't get into medicine because of my degrees. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get that level of, you know, when I dropped out from there, I changed it to nursing. And I changed to something less than what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And in these audio files, he said also, if you choose something less than you're aware of achieving, you will be unhappy for the rest of your life. And I became that. I was unhappy. So I dropped out twice from nursing. I couldn't finish it. I was like, I'm going to finish it, yes, but I'm not going to be happy. So the second time I just dropped out, actually. And
so can we say that you needed to process until the podcast before you found exactly what you want to do?
I found, I started creating. I created a concept in our barbershop, in my brother's barbershop, called Crew Cut Home. Our shop is called Crew Cut, and home stands for homeless and also home, where we cut homeless every Monday for free.
Oh wow!
And I recorded it and broadcast it. So, and I started there actually, and then I found Brian Rose, London Real. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, this is good. I'm doing something that is aligns with what I wanted to actually. And yes, 8 months later, I joined the course he has in Broadcast Yourself, and now we're here. So, and it became by doing one thing.
To cut homeless people and recording it was the start, basically.
Yeah, it was actually.
And are you still doing it? Or?
Yes.
And is it always full? Are they queuing up? Or?
No. I'm living in a small city. Mm. And Denmark is really high standard living.
Yes, I know.
The homeless,
not many homeless
here,
people.
The homeless here is not homeless in that same sense. Mm. Homeless here could have a home. Homeless here is, because the constitution gives you the right to get food and a shelter. Mm-hmm. So
you don't only are homeless when you want to be homeless, basically.
You want to be homeless. Mm-hmm. And some people become homeless because of addiction and not keeping a home.
Yes.
Not good, yes. But the idea was actually, after doing all that, I wasn't happy still. I was searching for something, and I found out that by just observing myself while I'm cutting, I was observing, what am I doing right now? I'm cutting here, yes. I'm talking with the customers. What were I talking about? I was speaking, I'm talking about motivational stuff. I was talking about philosophy and the universe, awareness. I was talking about the human consciousness. And when I observed myself and become aware of what I'm talking about, I realized this is something maybe I should figure out if I could work with it. Mm-hmm. And then I found actually before I found the podcast, I was recording in Danish small videos, trying to share my thoughts, mm-hmm. on a page that is still running. And after that, I joined the London Reel and started Denmark Reel.
You came to Denmark only when you've been 11 from Iraq, right?
Yeah.
How was that? Can you explain a little bit? When did you leave exactly? What year was it?
It was 2003. We left 2003. When the war started.
Yes. Yeah. And your parents just told you, okay, we have to leave the country. There's going to be a war.
My dad was here before us in Denmark from 2001. So when the war started, we had to leave. There was no choice. And we flee to Syria, the country beside it, which at that time was good, was no problem. Mm-hmm. We stayed there for a couple of months and we moved to Denmark. Being in Denmark moving to Denmark was a shock actually, because it's culture shock. Everything is different and the people is different. How we treat each other are really different. There wasn't that many foreigners from other countries at that city I lived in. So I wasn't really an alien.
So you just came there basically, and the first day you were there, you had to go to school for in a language you've never heard before. Or how did it happen?
Yes. It sounds like I didn't understand what they're saying. And I couldn't English, and I couldn't other stuff than Arabic. I couldn't other languages than Arabic, and Arabic is not something they use here at all. Mm-hmm. So it was language learned by forcing it, just like the things I forced with the podcast mm-hmm. in my ears, and just learned it by just repeating.
Did you get lessons, or you just picked it up yourself? Or?
We started in school, and we went to special class for this to learn Danish and to learn the language.
How long did it take until you could speak?
Actually, half a year, and I was upgraded to a regular class.
Wow, that's quick.
Yeah. I remember when I was 11, 12, I had this sentence in my head that says, I want to learn the language so I can speak with all the kids. Mm-hmm. Because I was feeling alone, not speaking with anyone, actually.
Mm-hmm. And was it easy to adapt to the culture and to the games the kids play, and the kind of politics between the kids and group dynamics? Was it easy to pick up on that? Or?
Not at all. Because from the age of 11 to the age of 17, I think, mm-hmm. I was actually bullied and for the most time just alone, actually, with mm-hmm. my headphones with music on, and that's it. Till I understood the social games, how to act, what to dress, what to say. If I'm sweet, then they are a bit cold. Mm-hmm. They are snob. So I have to be maybe a bit snob, then they will be sweet. It's this balance and these games, and I tried to master them. I became really aware of my surroundings. And also because of the war, I had to be aware. I had to be aware of everything. Mm-hmm. Taught me something.
So how is the social game that you check out each other's power and then see if the other one is strong enough, or if I can just go over him, or do I have to be careful, or how is the social game?
It is more like when we are 12, they will look at the clothes, what are we wearing? Okay, these clothes you are wearing is not the stylish one. Mm. This is not the something new in the fashion. This is old fashion. And they just degrade you. Mm-hmm. And if you are not from the country, not having the language, that you'll go down in the points. And if you're fat, go down in the points. Ugly, go down in the points. And at the end, you just stand alone in the corner, not speak to, or mm-hmm. yeah, just left alone, actually.
Yes. And so... when you were 17, what happened? Why did you become aware of it? And by the age of 17, what made this change?
The change was made by me taking an active decision that I don't want to be like that anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be bullied. I don't want to be played with. Mm-hmm. I want to be the player instead of
being played
the
with.
One that precisely. So I stepped up. One summer in the vacation, actually, bought new clothes, began working out, mm-hmm. and began to rule the game instead of being ruled. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to talk to them. I didn't want to talk to anyone. Now I'm the one that doesn't want to talk to anyone.
Understand.
So I flipped it. It's like getting a girl. If I'm a mystery and a cold and just lie back. Mm-hmm. I'm the one in the group that she wants to go home with at the end of the day.
Yes.
At the end of the, and I learned that really quickly. So I let my friends go around, try to hit on her all night. I just standing there actually playing mistress, something mystery. Don't this guy that's quiet and and doesn't care about her.
Yes. And then she wants you in the end.
Social games, and she come to me. That's the idea.
Yeah. I mean, what you said about this that first you wanted to talk to them, and then you were the one who didn't want to talk. Reminded me a little bit of the way Zlatan described his story in Gutenberg.
Yeah.
Did you read this book?
No, actually, no.
It's a great book, actually. I never liked him, but when I read his book, after I read his book, since then I liked him.
I will take a look at that book then.
it's also maybe not really comparable to Think and Grow Rich, but it's also, I think, a good book to read. It's because it's a different story. And it reminded me a little bit of what you said. He had very similar observations.
Yeah, I didn't know that actually. Yeah. Yes.
But this process and this story, how does it, how has it shaped your personality, who you are today, who you are in the podcast, who you are as a businessman growing your media company?
Actually, the whole experience since I was a kid, I wasn't that kid that wanted to play. I wanted to buy something, take it apart, watch and observe, analyze how it works. Mm-hmm. So my parents joked with me that when I get a wife one day, I'll pull her apart to see how she works. So I was so focused on mechanical and electricity and how things work. I was fascinated by that stuff. And that kept me alone because the other kids don't want to look at these things. And so when I came to Denmark, it continued. It just changed to computers. Mm. And that made me alone again because not all the other kids want to play with other stuff. I didn't want to play games. I wanted to know how the games works. And it continued and continued. When I become this person right now, I instead of just listening to music or seeing a movie, I wanted to analyze it. Mm-hmm. And it became the habit of that. When I listened to these audio files, okay, and when I looked outside on people, how they are reacting, I wanted to know why they are acting like that. Mm-hmm. So the podcast and this journey is, again, of being self-aware, of trying to learn more and trying to achieve the highest attainable consciousness I can ever become. I love that. Mm-hmm.
Deconstructing everything, reverse engineering.
Yeah. So that's I love to re-examine everything.
Re-examine, yeah. Also your guests. Are you re-examining your guests as well?
I'm trying to let them speak. I'm trying to let them have their story. Mm-hmm. And I can see that every one of them contribute and have re-examined their life. They have re-examined their life to get that transformation they got. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying is actually to make my audience re-examine their life. So that is the idea. So when someone talks about ADHD and call me about that, and he cannot concentrate and this and that, I would say, ask him, okay, so you cannot concentrate at work, but how if you play games, can you concentrate? Yes, I could play for 5 hours. Wow. So you don't have concentration problems. You just hate things and you cannot concentrate about because you don't like them. Mm-hmm. And it is like that with many things, actually. It's trying to re-examine things and see it from a different way, perspective.
What do you want to, is that the message or one of the messages you want to transport with the podcast?
Yes, actually. Trying to observe ourselves. This is number one. Become self-aware. Mm-hmm. Because when you become self-aware, you understand where these thoughts come from and where the feelings just pops up and you feel sad suddenly. And when you become not the played with, but the player, you can control the game. Mm-hmm. And this is something I also discovered while I'm talking to you right now. That the same story I did with when I was a kid, I was doing right now, actually. Mm-hmm. Becoming the player instead of being played with. Instead of letting your feelings and thoughts run you, you can become the thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right, yeah.
And ride them.
And so another interesting thing I wanted to talk to you about, it is also to do, I think, exactly with what you just said about being the player. But I know that Jordan Peterson is a role model or a mentor of you. Why? What's so special about him for you?
What I love about Jordan Peterson is that he speaks his mind. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of ideas, a lot of, I have a lot of sayings. I was saying a lot of things, phrases, and I couldn't back them up. I had a lot of things I could see in society, and even in my small family I was creating with my girlfriend and wife, and I could see a lot of stuff, and I couldn't document anything. I couldn't prove anything. I was saying these things to people, they didn't believe it. Mm-hmm. And when Jordan Peterson came to the scene, he has proof for everything. I love that.
So he spoke what you wanted to say. He said it, or
yes, it? Yes, it was perfect. It was like, yes, man, come on. Where were you?
What are some of the examples of things which you already wanted to say but couldn't?
A small thing about lipstick. He was talking about the red lipstick that women wear, and they maybe wear it unconsciously to attract men. Mm-hmm. And it is all these details, how conscious he are and how aware he are. I love that. Because
I
like
so
to go.
What's so special about red lipstick? Because just as a question.
It was a subject about sexual harassment at work. Mm-hmm. And he said that a woman also attracted to herself by wearing this red lipstick. And the journalist wanted to poke at him and saying that why should it be a problem for her? And he said that there is a lot of evidence or research on when a woman wears red lipstick, it's about attracting the male. And when I dig deeper into all of the things about why we do the things we do, when someone tells me that I'm doing it for myself, yeah, but let me dig deeper. I will find out that you are trying to get a yes and accept from another person. Mm-hmm. So for me, I like to analyze everything. I like to dig deeper and everything and figure out why things.
But let's say just as a question. So the woman wears. Sorry to go into this thing now. Just interesting. So the woman wears a red lipstick. Okay, and she wants to attract men, but still she shouldn't be sexual harassed, should she? There should still be no sexual harassment coming from the men then, even if she wants to attract the men.
Precisely. There's a difference between going over her limits. Hmm. There's a limit. Everybody should do whatever they want to do without being harassed, without being bullied. If I want to have green hair, let me have that. But we are talking just about an analyzation of this of the subject or of the thing that we observe. Mm-hmm. So this is just this is what is. We're seeing something and we are analyzing it like I do with everything. I like to watch things and talk about what is.
Yes, I mean I definitely. One thing I notice that it's almost in many circles, like something, for example, which you just mentioned, what he said, it's almost impossible to say it nowadays because you get like a shitstorm of people then telling you, I don't know what, chauvin and sexist and whatever. But I think it should definitely be okay to express an observation, to express an opinion, and to have an opinion about something as much as somebody else can have another opinion.
Precisely. He said that you are going to offend someone. One in 100, one in 1,000, one in 1,000,000. You cannot say anything without offending anyone. And like what I'm trying to say with this is you should be able to say what you want to say without stamping anyone on the foot on purposely. It's like we are just talking about of what is, not trying to attack anyone, because nobody deserves to be harassed because of their looks or the way they want to live their life. I believe that everyone should live the life they want to live.
Mm-hmm. Is that also, do you also want to raise the awareness for free speech and expressing your opinions, free thinking in your podcast?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you have to have the right to say whatever you want. We are not. I'm not trying to harass anyone. I'm not trying to oppose my way of thinking on others. I'm not trying to put it. I'm trying to make people re-examine their life and understand themselves a bit more. Mm-hmm. Because by understanding themselves, they could free themselves from a lot of ideas they are not. And it's really profound to become self-aware, to understand why you are doing the things you are doing. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of stuff we are doing unconsciously. We're hurting ourselves, hurting people around us unconsciously. And to that subject with the lipstick, no one should ever get harassed or get sexually abused or something because of how they wear things or how they... It is your right to be whoever you want to be.
Yes, I agree. But I also agree with you that it will help everybody to know the deep reasons why you're doing things. So I have nothing against women wearing red lipstick, but I think if a woman is unconsciously attracting men she doesn't want to attract because she has the deep automated program to attract men, then she should be conscious about it because it will help her. That has nothing to do with being an excuse for sexual harassment, being telling the woman she's not allowed to wear red lipstick, and also not saying if she gets harassed, it's her fault. There's nothing to do with it.
No, we are just trying to talk about what is. There is another fact also is about how the woman dresses when she's ready, when her body is ready. She dresses more open. She dresses more, more trying to sexually attract without knowing that.
What do you mean by ready? What do you mean by ready?
Ready, like sexually, when the womb is. I don't have the words in English, but when her body is ready to become pregnant, mm-hmm. and the way she dresses changes mm-hmm. unconsciously. This is something so I love to think deeper on why we do the things we do. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling people what to do or not to do. I'm just examining.
Just analyzing. Analyzing.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Interesting. I like that. Yeah. So is that a big element of the podcast that you are talking about the observations which you are having in your life as well, or is it more that you ask the guests about their observations?
I'm asking the guest more. I'm trying actually for once to be quiet. Usually I talk a lot, so I try to be the interviewer and the listener, mm-hmm. and let the guest say what they want to say, because I'm trying to just share stories, share how other people failed and succeed and went through life, and not wanting to waste time or not wanting to be stuck in that job they hate. So I'm trying to inspire to action, so the listeners or the audience could take actions in their life, mm-hmm. hopefully from these inspiring stories.
And where do you want to bring Denmark Real? What is your vision? What should Denmark be Real be, for example, in 3 years?
Hopefully so big that I'm global. Mm-hmm. Because the idea was a lot bigger than the podcast itself. And Denmark Real is about... I have a message behind it, and the message is to bring people together. Mm-hmm. And if it is through a show or a podcast, then so be it. I just wanted to connect people more. I wanted to make the people aware, and myself aware, more aware, that we have abilities to do more than we have been told to, that we are a lot more than we knew. And actually, if we go back to old knowledge, from Buddhism, Zen, and Taoism, and much older also.
Yes,
we can understand the mind a lot more, and we can understand why every time you think about a person, they call or you call them. So there is something more than we know, and I love to dig deep into that. I like to make us more aware of what's happening, and that our thoughts is a lot stronger than we thought. That we could actually change our state of mind and state of feelings that we have in our body. Just like we have the auto system, that your heart beats by itself, and your stomach digests by itself, and your temperature of your body regulate by itself. Yes, but I'm saying here that if I put you in a state where you are afraid or you are mad, I could make you close your eyes and put a thought in your mind that you're mad, or I shift you to a thought that you have experienced before, maybe
hypnosis.
Yes, and send you to a place where you were maybe mad or sad, and I will ask you what is happening in your body right now, and you say my temperature is rising, my heartbeat is rising, and I analyze that, and I can see that we could actually consciously lift up the heart rate, the beat of the heart. We could actually raise the temperature of the body and also decrease it. That means that we have the ability to control our body, the body that is not controllable normally. Mm-hmm. We could actually control our heart, which is it beats by itself, and we could. And this is fascinates me. I love that. I love that we have actually a lot more control than we thought.
For sure, I believe the same. Do you also want to, should Denmark really also be like a bridge builder to connect people from different backgrounds, with different opinions, with different religions, with different political views together? Is that something
Yes.
that you mean by connecting us?
Connecting us, yes. There is no specific. It's just connecting us, and us is everybody.
Yes.
Us is everywhere. And that is the message, actually. The message behind it is to mm-hmm. connect everybody, because we are one. We are one cell in this earth. And every time you zoom in our cells, in our body, you see that the same pattern is happening. There's a molecule, and there's electrons and protons, and everything circling around themselves. And the same with the earth and the sun and the moon. Everything is just circling. Every time you zoom in and zoom out, it's the same pattern. And that is what's fascinating me. I love that. I love to see that everything is happening. Everything is just the same. You see the blood stream in our body with these blood cells moving as oxygen from one place and to another. And we are actually doing the same with our cars. We are doing the same with everything. Everything is just the same, just in a different pattern, different scale, actually.
Yes. Different form, maybe, as well.
Yeah. A different form also.
And how do you wanna connect people?
Actually, but just through sharing our stories, because when we share stories, we begin to understand that we are going through the same. Most of us, are trying to find themselves. Most of us are trying to find the good life, find happiness, find purpose. That no matter who you are or where you come from, everybody's striving for something, mm-hmm. and that something could be different, but we are the same still. We are the same and not the same.
But, I think it's great that you are transporting this message. And for a younger generation, I mean, you are still quite young. What is the key target group of your podcast?
18 to 30, I think it's yes. could be, because I'm 27 right now, and my journey started early by just being alone and tried to figure out everything on my own. And I would have loved to have a mentor that showed me the things, and and I found it on my own. I found it in podcasts and self-help books, and and I'm trying to be that reporter, that person that shows the way, and by offering also my help in coaching and and hypnosis. I like to implement a dream in your mind, mm-hmm. and let you feel it. I let you taste the things you want to taste, and the perfume and the clothes you want to wear, and the makeup you want to wear at that place where you graduate. I can let you see it and experience it and implant it in your mind, and you live by it like it happened. So it's manifesting it within and let it grow.
Beautiful. And I'm really happy that you're doing this for young people. I mean, I needed a long time until I've heard about Dale Carnegie and Earl Nightingale and Napoleon Hill, and many people will maybe never discover them. So it's also important that we have always new people with different backgrounds, different lifestyle, who have access to different people and can help them grow. And I think in your segment, you are a great inspiration and a great thought leader. And so I hope Denmark will be keep on growing like they do right now, like you do right now, and you will reach as many people as possible.
Thank you. Thank you. And I wish the same for you, because you have the same, you have the purpose of also helping everybody around us and being a thought leader. This is the idea. The idea is to make people self-aware, because there is a lot more than what we have thought about ourselves.
And we're learning in school, for example, a lot more than we're learning in school.
We are learning, yes. Yes, school is actually, it is good to a certain point. And one should seek more on their own if they wanted to be. Actually, in Nightingale, in one of his recordings, he quoted someone else. He said, genius is an after-school job. Mm-hmm. So when you finish school, you have to go home and study more on your own to be a genius.
Yeah.
So it's, yes. And people, when they come home from school, they think, this is it. I learned what I have to learn. And I start, when they stop learning, actually, this is the point where they die inside of them.
Totally. You either grow or you die. And it's not only in school, it's also for work. So if somebody, for example, I think is working and not happy, there's after work a whole lot of time what you can do instead of sitting in front of the TV when watching Netflix on laptop. Like nowadays, you can develop and you can create the genius you talked about and grow. And then you will find yourself in your own company or in a far better job years later.
Precisely, because what I did actually turned the TV off and try to deselect, because every time you select a note on a keyboard or a guitar, you deselect a lot, you deselect a lot away actually, because you hit only a few keys to get a tone. Mm-hmm. And so you deselect all the others. So you have to select, you have to choose, and you can, by choosing, a lot of choices will go away, because you have to choose one or two. You cannot choose everything. If you choose all the tones, there will be just noise. Just noise.
Yes, it's true, Amar, and I'm grateful that you've been in my podcast like a thought leader of the younger people, who are extremely important to help us change the world. Thank you for being here. If you inspired people of my podcast, which I'm sure you did, where can they find out more about you?
Actually, Denmark Real on Facebook, in one word, or YouTube. Mm-hmm. Instagram, I also have it.
Yes.
So you can find me a lot of places actually. But yeah, Denmark Real.
Also on iTunes, Denmark Real, one word. Right?
iTunes, yes, iTunes and Spotify and Google Podcast. We are a lot of places actually.
And, perfect. Yes. Thank you for being here. It was great to have you as a guest, and I'm looking forward to your next episode, which I'm going to listen to.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
So if you like this episode and you want to book a one-on-one coaching call with me, you can go to janmelhose.com, janmelhose.com. You can book a free 15-minute coaching call. I will listen to your case and give you my advice. Thank you for listening today. Thank you, Amar. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.